sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second hour of this new year, this New Year's Day, Thursday, January 1st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message from Carla Wagner this morning. She's going to try to come on the show here in our third hour today, but she asked me to make an announcement. The Ask My Tax signature petition drive has been wrapped up. We wrapped up the petition drive at the end of December last night. We are still receiving, scrubbing, sorting, and counting. We don't have any idea as to how many valid signatures we have within a 180-day window. We will be counting, continuing to count throughout New Year's Day and this weekend. However, I have made the decision. I am running for governor to make sure property taxes are eliminated, amongst many other things and issues that we need to get done here in the state of Michigan. By eliminating property taxes, the budget process will be changed. The budget drives the whole state. And I need your help with petition gathering for my governor's race. And in 2026, I'm starting a town hall tour around the state of Michigan to share my vision as your next governor. I'll have petition sheets for governor with me, and I need you to come to these town hall meetings. Respectfully, thankfully signed, Carla Wagner. So we don't know yet, because they're still receiving petition sheets back. They're still scrubbing them. They're still looking at them and counting. And that's a big effort with some volunteers, and may not know for maybe a couple of weeks. If we have enough signatures, it's going to be on the ballot. If we don't, she's stepping up her efforts to run to be the governor candidate as the Republican on this issue. And she needs your help. She needs my help. So we'll wait and see the final results. But regardless, she's running for governor, and we need to collect 30,000 signatures statewide to put her on the ballot. With the volunteers that she has from Ask My Tax, shouldn't be an issue. But we need your help as well. So I'm trying to get her to come on the show at 11:15 today. Her restaurant is open, however, here on New Year's Day, and she says we're quite busy. So good for her. We'll see what happens. If she can get a break, come on at 11:15. We'll let you know. But officially, the drive ended last night. So whatever signatures you have, mail them in, but stop collecting them because it's not going to be counted if it's signed in January. The petition drive officially ended at midnight last night, December 31st, 2025. We've got some other stories lined up. We're going to talk about them today. Kind of having fun here on this Thursday, New Year's Day show. Short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. In going over this text message from Carla Wagner, when they wrapped up the petition drive at the end of December, we are still receiving, scrubbing, sorting, and counting. I am running for governor to make sure property taxes are addressed, amongst many other issues. The budget which drives Lansing will be changed. I need help with petition gathering signatures for my governor race and will start touring the state with town hall meetings. Thankful for all of your efforts. This actually was a blessing, and I'll tell you why. All of the other governor candidates that have been on the candidate forum, debate stage, whatever you want to call it, with Carla, have all been talking about this issue. Some of them want to eliminate the state income tax. Others have joined Carla in saying, yes, we need to eliminate property taxes. Other states have reached out to her about eliminating property taxes in their state. Well, I wish she wouldn't help other states do it, because we would be then competing against those states. I want Michigan to be the first because it was her idea. Born and raised here in Michigan, has her businesses here in Michigan. I want her to get the credit for her efforts and what she's done in elevating the discussion about what's wrong with the state of Michigan and how it can be fixed. If we end up being successful, having enough signatures, and it goes on the ballot, or better yet, we collect enough signatures to put her on the ballot in April, and then she's on the debate stage legitimately raising money for her campaign, getting the word out to win the August 4th primary this year and be the Republican candidate running on this issue. She's a Republican. She's running as a Republican. Of course, we all support the Second Amendment. Of course, we all are about more limited government, reducing the overhead, the cost of running state government in Lansing. Of course, we want better roads. Of course, we want better schools. Of course, we want cheaper car insurance. We want cheaper electric bills for our homes and our businesses. But who's got the plan to actually do it? And where does it all come from? Where does this all stem from? Well, what does state reps and state senators do when they get back to work this next week? What will they start all over again, the process we just went through? The budget. The spending of taxpayer dollars in Lansing on bureaucratic agencies and departments and programs. Well, if we eliminate property taxes and send less money to Lansing, they're going to have to cut the budget by roughly about 20%. $80 billion budget, 20%, $16 billion. They'll be down to $64 billion. When people cry and whine and complain, sorry, it's not in the budget. We don't have the money. It was something the people elected me to do as your next governor, and I will do it. Carla Wagner will get it done. This is her total basic platform. It all starts with eliminating property taxes. Does she have a position about the schools? Absolutely. Police officers, firefighters, the roads? Absolutely. But it all begins with doing something that is long overdue ever since this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, took over from Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, January 1st of 2019. She was handed a $57 billion budget. And under the federal dollars that came from Washington, D.C. during the China virus, they continued to spend and spend and spend and grow the budget. Her last, I believe, three budgets have been over $80 billion. It's ridiculous. And one thing you have to understand, folks, Gretchen Whitmer, she's only been the governor for 7 years. It went from $57 billion to over $80 billion in 7 years, and during most of her administration. It's insane, especially when you look at the fact that we're losing population. I can't wait for the next census to be done, which will prove again Michigan lost population. People are dying and people are leaving. What can we do about it? You see, you have to understand one very, very important thing. If your state population isn't growing, you're declining. If you're not growing, you're not going forward, you're not improving. Things are getting worse. Decline is not good. The kids that we are graduating from colleges are going elsewhere to find work. Of course, the governor is all about economic development, but what has she actually done? What has she actually accomplished about it? What new manufacturing plants have we been able to get? Oh, there's been some expansion of current companies here in Michigan, but nothing about new manufacturing. Because one thing you have to understand, this process has been in the works for the last 7 years. One of the things that we are looking at, one of the things that we're looking at is this process. One of the things that we are looking at in this process as to what is going to happen. One of the things that this is going to work out is exactly the plan that is supposed to happen. Because she, Carla Wagner, being on the ballot, running for governor, will force the other candidates to talk about it. Elevate the discussion. Force them to decide whether or not they are going to get on board in eliminating property taxes and fixing Michigan once and for all, or are they going to continue the status quo? Go along, get along. Don't rock the boat. Don't make any cuts to the budget. Don't change the way the state operates. Lowering the cost of living for people by the places where we live, whether that's a home that you own, a home that you rent, an apartment, it doesn't matter. Property taxes are in the monthly payment. It's factored in. And if you lower those prices, if you lower those costs, people will come. And I know I've had text messages in the past where people say, Randy, we don't want more people here. We like Northern Michigan the way it is. We don't want it to change. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're going to die. You're going to kill your state if you don't have growth. And with proper cooperation from our local municipalities, the growth can take place in a way that your little rural Northern Michigan area won't be disturbed. Will there be more people at the grocery store? Yes. Will there be more people buying gas at the gas stations? Yes. Will there be more kids in the classroom? Yes. but we also have more money from sales tax, from them buying things, consuming things. The economy will grow, and we will be better for it. Michigan businesses who are in business will have more customers. More people in church, more people in schools, more people everywhere. Yes. No, we're not going to become Detroit. We're not going to become Grand Rapids. Northern Michigan is not ever going to be huge like that. The cities we do have, Alpena, Gaylord, Sheboygan, Petoskey, Mackinac City, St. Ignace, Sault Ste. Marie, they'll be more vibrant. People will be better off. The economy will be better. We will be happier. And the whole state will get healthy. And when it starts growing with new people coming here, it's going to get better for all of us. Stagnation or decline is not good. And in the next half hour, I actually have a history lesson talking about countries, talking about societies, talking about nations. And it also applies to states. So this is something that I'm going to tie right in with this announcement from Carla Wagner. Laser focus now on running for governor. Don't know yet the final count, but we will see. But regardless, she's now ending the petition drive for Ask My Tax as of midnight last night. So don't get any more signatures. Just mail in whatever ones you have. They're scrubbing them, they're sorting them, they're counting them, and she'll have an announcement in the future about the final number. But for right now, the petition drive has stopped. I've got to get a hold of Devin Lawrence and have him pull the commercial. So, very, very interesting time here on New Year's Day. Big announcement just there. But it's okay. Simply going in a new direction. And if given the opportunity to actually be on the debate stage after April when the signatures are turned in, then it'll be game on for August 4th. Who will actually step up and be willing to get on board to truly fix the state, perhaps once and for all? That's what we need in the new governor. Let's see. One of the things, oh, you know what? I'll save this for after the break. Just got a text message from somebody. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll get into that conversation. But I've got a history lesson that we're going to get into as well. Short break, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two.